Now, over the last number of weeks, we have been hearing from startups that are taking part in phase two of the New Frontiers programme at the Tom Crean Centre at the Munster Technological University in Tralee. Now, this evening's guest is Tim Myers, and Tim is the co-founder of the Inspireland online learning platform. He dropped into studio earlier and I started by asking him to tell us about the business.
The business is called the Inspireland Online Learning Platform. So it's an online literacy learning platform for neurotypical and neurodivergent students. So we offer them a range of interactive courses, video tutorials and lessons. So how we do it for neurodivergent students, especially, it's the tutorials are adaptable, so they can be adapted to the student's needs. They're color-coded, so you can adapt the colors so they don't have sensory overload. All the tutorials are between 3 and 15 minutes long.
And when you say neurotypical and neurodivergent, I know some people will have some awareness of it. Will you talk to us, I suppose, maybe about the conditions that people would have when they're kind of under those two umbrellas?
Yes. So neurodivergent would be anyone with, I don't even like to say, learning difficulties. So it would range from autism, dyslexia, ADHD, and so on. And then neurotypical, well, how I like to look at it, we all have different learning needs. I think we're all in some way neurodivergent. That some people like to learn auditory, some visual, some kinesthetic. But what the empirical research and the in-depth research we conducted, that it's better to go wide in your learning. No matter if you're visual, for example, it's better to include the other different learning styles into your learning and you increase your knowledge.
And talk to us, I suppose, how did the whole business came about then?
Well, the business came about during the pandemic. So my co-founder, Stephen Murray, he has another business called Inspireland. So what he does is he gives creative workshops around the country, goes to secondary schools. But then when lockdown happened, that business shut down. So he had to adapt and he moved his workshops online. And what he was hearing from all the teachers online, there was a lack of support and a lack of schoolwork online for the students. So we came up with the Inspireland online learning platform.
And then who would you ideally work with then? Kind of, are there any particular age groups?
At the moment, it's 13 upwards. So we have some adult learners as well. At the moment, we're in 31 secondary schools and 3 libraries.
Would you be working, like, say, maybe on a junior cert or a leaving cert syllabus?
Yes, all the tutorials are curriculum-based tutorials.
Okay, and are they on the English language?
Yes.
And I suppose you said it kind of came about during the pandemic, because I suppose we all had to move online in so many ways,
exactly,
but
yeah.
You found that demand is still there, and I mean, that's something we've seen out of COVID. While, yes, it can be great to do things in person, maybe people can't always make things, people's time can be tied up and that kind of thing. So I suppose when you have an online platform, you're opening up the service to more people to be able to reach
it. Exactly, exactly. Well, it's not our intention to take over the classroom. This is to supplement the classroom. So we've changed the subscription licenses. So originally it was based on a teacher license, so it would just be solely used in the classroom. But now we've moved it to student license so they can access it from home. So basically, in the classroom, it's pretty much impossible to include all students in because there's so many different learning styles. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we give access to all these different types of courses. And another big point about the platform is we utilize entertainment technology. So our tutorials are assembled with media that teenagers already engage with.
Mm.
So it keeps their attention for longer.
When we said then it's based on the English curriculum, then is it all of, like, say, that they would be learning in the classroom when it comes to the English curriculum, or are there certain aspects that you just focus on?
Well, it's not quite all based on the English curriculum. So we do have grammar and punctuation workshops as well, which when we originally launched, so we had a soft launch in September 2021. We had 14 secondary schools subscribe to the platform and we worked with each of those schools to develop the platform for their needs. So punctuation and grammar were the ones that pretty much every school were looking for.
See, with the platforms, and you said it can be just for teachers and say they can bring it into the classroom, but now the students can do it as well.
Yes.
So would you primarily then focus on getting into the schools and kind of attracting the teacher and then introducing it that way to the student? Is that how it works?
That's primarily at the moment, but we are moving into the homeschool market. So you will be, if you're a parent, you'll be able to get access to the courses by signing up on the website as well.
Is it just yourself and your co-founder that are on the business at the moment?
Just the two of us, yeah.
And I suppose, you know, you said you started initially with the soft launch. You were working with 14 schools and I suppose trying to see what they want, because obviously that's important when you're developing a product for a customer. So how many schools would you be with now?
At the moment, we're with 31 schools and 3 libraries. But in saying that, how we market to each of them schools is through a development partnership. So we're still working with all the schools to create content that they want.
Okay. And you joined the New Frontiers programme, Phase 2, back in September. I suppose, how have you found that?
Oh, it's been great. Especially, this is my first attempt in creating a business. So the workshops have been invaluable, particularly pitching.
With a programme like this, I suppose you learn about the business, you learn about how to develop a business, you know, the business plans, all those kinds of things. Yeah. But then you're put in contact with, you know, mentors that can help you, yes, I suppose, progress the business and push it in different directions.
Exactly. People who have been in this before, and my mentor, Mark Brown from DCU, he's great knowledge of the ag tech industry, so he's been really helpful.
And how would you say it's progressed then, say, maybe since you started? How has it helped the business?
As I just said, we moved into the homeschool market. We're also looking at making the platform available to refugees. So that was, again, on Mark Brown's advice.
When you're looking ahead now, and I suppose, you know, you're making business plans, as you say, that's it's all a key part of the New Frontiers programme. Looking ahead then, I suppose, ideally, where would you like the business to go? Or are there, I suppose, a lot of different strands to what you're looking at?
Ideally, we'd like to move into other subjects and maybe move the age range down. So maybe start at 4 or 5 years old. And in the next 2 months, we're looking to expand into the UK market as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Yeah, obviously, it's a kind of a model, the EdTech model. It can move anywhere around the world. Would it be based then on their curriculum then? Would it be slightly altered for that?
It's slightly altered, yeah, but we're already working on that, so.
Okay, fantastic. And I suppose, would the aim be to continue to move into other markets down the line?
Yes. So we're looking at UK first, then Australia, New Zealand. Hopefully that will be coming in the next January.
Okay, fantastic. I'm taking it English is the speciality of yourself and your co-founder.
Yes.
So then when you speak about other languages then, or other subjects even, that would involve bringing in other people then, I suppose, to work on those.
Yeah. So my background is in English and my co-founder is a poet. So that's why he does poetry workshops throughout the country. So yeah, we're pretty much solely placed in English. So.
Would the plan be then to say maybe to be able to work and have all of the subjects covered, say, that would be in schools here?
Yes, possibly. We're looking to even do other workshops. So we're looking at creating a workshop in response to Andrew Tate, a kind of anti-misogyny workshop. So that's hopefully going online in the next 2 months. And then the next subject we're looking to bring in would be science and possibly philosophy, even though philosophy isn't required in the curriculum.
I know you've mentioned there's lots of different strands there between moving to the UK and to Australia, New Zealand and that. But looking ahead to maybe 5 years' time, you know, where would you see the business at that point?
So we're looking to, in the next couple of months, we're looking to have a meeting with ETBs. So there's 16 ETBs within the next 2 years. We would hope to be in all ETB schools throughout Ireland. Then for the next 5 years, we're looking to have a similar effect into the UK market and then expand into the US market, hopefully.
Big plans.
Big plans, exactly.
For anyone who's listening, though, whether they are a parent or whether perhaps they're a teacher and they are interested in the product, do you have a website now or social media people can find you?
Yes. So the website is inspireland.ie, inspireland.
Okay, inspireland.ie.
Yes. And so if you go onto the website, you can download a tutorial. You just have to input your email address and download a tutorial, or you can book a demo for a demonstration of the platform.
Tim Myers, they're a co-founder of Inspireland Online Learning Platform.